What is your favorite state that you've never lived in?
New Jersey.
Whoa, that was quick. Why?
Bruce Springsteen. I've always wanted to live in New Jersey. I've truly always. New Jersey.
Wait, is that where he's from?
Yeah.
Oh,
didn't and know that's that. What he always thinks about, of course.
Huh. North Dakota, Mount Rushmore.
TJ?
I gotta go with good old Hawaii, bro.
That's so true. That's solid.
You belong there.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like you would just really love just chill ocean life.
Yeah.
Mine now, as of this week, is no doubt Texas. Y'all, they love.
I knew it.
God. They love family. They love football. They love meat. They love America. Literally all my favorite things in one state, y'all. I found my place in life.
I truly don't know if I've never seen you this excited. Yeah, like, I don't remember the last time.
At home.
And the fourth best thing, the Dallas Cowboys.
It's their flaw.
Welcome to This Is Kingdom. This is Grace.
This is Talon.
This is TJ.
This is Hollis.
And this week, we're talking about the talk, Words Matter, by Elder Ronald A. Razvan. And I told Grace this before. The second he got into this talk, I was so hyped because I believe this so fully about words, that they matter so much more than I think we realize. And the verse most makes me think that they matter so much is the verse that talks about how the word did have a more powerful effect upon the minds of the people than the sword. And that's actually crazy if you think about it. We don't really like use swords much now, but like if you put a gun up to someone's head, they're saying the word has more powerful effect than a gun would to someone's head. I'm like, that's kind of a crazy thing. But thinking about it, a sword or a gun, it can change behavior. You know, you can get someone to do something else, but words can change beliefs and they can change hearts and they can change views. And it just makes me stop and think, what is the effect that I'm having with my words? The more that I think that, the more intentional I want to be in every little interaction of what are my words doing right now?
I think the word intentional is so interesting when you're talking about words that you're speaking. And something that I've thought a lot about when listening to this talk, I just listened to it. And I don't know, just in general lately, I've been thinking so much lately about how sometimes we get frustrated when God doesn't speak a ton to us. And we're like, why isn't God talking to me more? Why isn't he showing up more in my life? Why doesn't he say more to me? But I started realizing that words matter more when you know they're intentional. When someone's blabbering on, you don't care about the words as much because you're like, oh, they're just rambling. So I don't need to listen right now because it's just rambling. But if someone's intentional about their words and chooses them specifically, they matter more. You're going to internalize them more. And I love that we have a God that is intentional with his words. And he might not speak as much as we would hope, but the words he does speak will matter more. They will do something to your heart. They will impact your life. They can really, truly change you. And I think if you just blabber on, the effect isn't as, like, intense. I forgot what word I was going to use, but you know.
I love that. I think the word intentional is so key here. And I feel like the more intentional we are with the words we use to ourselves and to other people, the more it affects our belief in God as well. There's this word in the Book of Mormon that I've been reading all the time, and I really didn't know what it meant, and it's the word dwindle. And they always hear the word dwindle in unbelief, or they use the word dwindle in other sentences. And I never really captured the real meaning of it until I looked it up. And the word dwindle means to diminishly or gradually diminish in size or strength. And when I hear the phrase dwindle in unbelief, I can't help but think how our words sometimes dwindle and how sometimes when we use our words, if we're not intentional about it, it can affect how we speak about God, how we speak about other people, and how we speak about ourselves. And if we're not using right words, we're not intentional about that, we can find ourselves dwindling without even knowing it. And I think that's one of my greatest fears, guys, is to be able to live life. And if I'm not intentional, I feel like I'm on a steady decrease. And sometimes we don't even know. So I love how Talon brought this up about being intentional, because it proves to us and reminds us that the more intentional we are, the closer we can feel to God.
It kind of makes me think two things. One, what kind of words are you saying? And two, what kind of words are you filling your life with? Because I think sometimes we spend so much time listening to words from random people. And if that is our biggest source of words, it's just random people, who knows what the effect will be? But I think if we get really intentional about the words that we're bringing into our lives and into our minds and saying, I want my mind to be filled with God's word, that's going to have a powerful effect on us. That's going to change the way we see things. It's going to change the way we treat people. And it makes me just want to give more time to God's words and less time to just these random words that maybe aren't as beneficial for me.
That's so cool you say that, because that's what Elder Razban like points out, right? Mm-hmm. He says, number one, like God's words, super important. Number two, prophet's words, super important. And then number three, like your words, super important. And I love that you said that, because a lot of times the students will ask, how do I work on my language? You know what I mean? Like, how do I stop swearing and stuff? And I can resonate with that, because there was a time in my life when I was a teenager when I didn't like going to church. When I went to church, I wouldn't talk because I was afraid a swear word was going to come out. You know what I mean? Because that's the words that I was filling my mind with people I was hanging out with and music that I was listening to. And that's my biggest advice when they ask that is, and it kind of goes with what Elder Razban said, is number one, you got to change the words that are coming in your ears. And then trust that that will change the words that come out. And what he said was God's words are important. And I think that can come in a lot of ways. You know what I mean? Like searching the scriptures, music, spending time with people that are going to be talking about God too. I think all those things, filling your ears with those words, with the words of Christ especially, can really affect the words that are going to come out. I love that thought that you shared.
Well, and I love that you brought up, Talon, really early on, that there are certain things that can change behavior very quickly, that you can correct behavior very quickly and very fast. It is a lot harder to change a heart. It takes a lot more to change someone from the inside out. And I think that usually we settle for just changing behavior because it's quick, it's a fast, it's an easy temporary thing. But God is not as worried about our behavior as he is about our heart. And it's because God knows when he changes our heart, our behavior will change because he has changed our heart. And it just makes me think, like, in different moments in my life, like, I was just remembering this time that I was so desperate for like help from God in my life and like guidance. Like I just needed guidance from him so bad. And there were certain things that I needed specific guidance on. And I was praying about them so, so, so much. And I remember one day just being like, God, I want you to tell me what to do. Just tell me exactly what I need. Tell me the behavior that you want me to do and I will do it. I just need you to tell me exactly what to do. And I remember there's just this moment and I was just driving and I just heard the Spirit whisper so strong. It's less about your behavior and it's more about who you are. And all of a sudden I started thinking about all those things that I was praying for that I wanted God to just like tell me exactly what to do. And I started realizing I didn't want God to tell me exactly what to do anymore. I wanted God to help me become who I needed to become. And there's lots of different ways that we could do that. And God is smart enough to say, let me guide your life. Let my words guide your life, not so I can correct behavior, but so I can change who you are, that your heart will be different because of the conversations that we're having.
The way we let that happen is just pondering them. I think we might have talked about this. We talked about Enos and how the words of his father did sink deep into his heart. And he'd heard the words, but all of a sudden he was out hunting and he pondered them and he chewed on them. What does this mean? Why is this important? And I think if we give time to chew on the words of God, we'll allow them to sink into our hearts and change who we are, not just our actions, you know?
And that's the biggest thing. Like Enos didn't start praying till a couple verses in. He allowed himself to meditate, to reflect, to chew upon God's words. And I think our words can be so much more intentional when we stop and ponder the impact those words have. Isn't it interesting the impact words have? Like when you say something, it just like creates this huge image in your head. Like if someone says your favorite movie, you immediately think of it. When someone says...
You just said favorite movie and I thought of Lion King. That was
exactly
crazy.
Exactly. It just pops up in your head. And words have so much power with them. And I feel like words really can create a story we tell ourselves about God and about other people.
Can I ask you guys a question about that? I've actually been thinking of this while we've been talking. Do you guys remember vivid words that people have told you throughout your life, for good or bad? Do you guys have vivid memory of things that people have said?
So this is crazy because this is wild that I'm going to talk about this right now, but oh well, I'm going to. This is crazy because I went to therapy today and I've just like
working inside the therapy.
Yeah, that's what I was like, this is crazy that I'm unpacking my therapy. It's fine, no problem. I went to therapy today and that's pretty much what you do in therapy is you just kind of unpack things. You know, you're trying to figure things out and there's a lot of things that I'm really trying to work on and grow and improve in my life. And there's a lot of like hurt that I'm trying to like recover from, just from all different areas and times in my life. And it's been so interesting, the things that I've discovered, that there have been sentences that someone told me in junior high that I did not realize have affected me. I'm 24 years old. And the things that someone told me in junior high, like deep cut, broke my heart and affected the way that I would like step into relationships, the way that I would communicate with people, the things that I would do, what I would believe about myself, just because of one sentence from like a junior high girl, like in seventh grade. That shouldn't matter that much. But what's been really interesting is the one of the ways that I'm like trying to like heal and grow from it is actually just hearing words from people that I love. And I think it's so fascinating to me that what has broken my heart is what people have told me, and what's healing my heart are words from people that love me. And I think that there's such an interesting lesson that you have no idea the impact your words are going to have on someone. And even just something so small could stick with someone for years. And that could have a negative or a positive effect on their life. And you get to choose.
That's so interesting, because you hear about so many people who are like, my second grade teacher said I was bad at writing. And it puts kind of like this lid on your potential for growth because of what they told you. Or those people like, I was cut from the team and they said I would never be good enough. And you hear these inspirational stories. But something that's really helped me, going off with what Grace said, is what I've started doing for the past, I feel like, couple of years, is whenever someone compliments me, I write it down. Whenever someone gives me a compliment, I said I did something good, I write that down so I can remember that I am good at that. And I think there's more than just writing down things people compliment you on, but figuring out how those align with the spiritual gifts God has given you, so you can help realize the words he's trying to tell you through other people.
That's cool. I love that. I'm just like kind of shook right now. Like, I feel like I've gotten a bunch of answers to my prayers, like listening to you guys talk. A lot of things that Grace has said and a lot of things that you guys have said, because I've been feeling like God hasn't been talking to me, and it's actually been a really hard day because of that. And I'm so grateful for this conversation about words, because it's making me now it's making me want to take what Hollis said and kind of marry that idea with what Grace said, is with trusting what God has said in the past and writing it down and being able to focus on it, because I'm realizing that God isn't just trying to control my behavior, like Grace said, but he's trying to help me become something. And he's given me things in the past that I'm not paying as much attention to. So now I want to write it down, like Hollis said. And I just feel like moving forward, I feel like this has been such an answer to my prayer, that I want to write down the things that God has told me in the past that have been important to change my character, and to focus on those and to move forward with those, and to not need to be led in every little thing.
I love when you talk about writing it down. Like, the scriptures talk about treasure up the words of Christ. Like, that's such a simple way. Write it down. Put it somewhere where you're going to remember it, where you're going to see it. But this whole chat, I've just been thinking, you know how people will walk into houses and be like, that house has a good feel? This is my kind of weird belief, but I really think it's because of the words that are spoken in that home. I believe that words radiate. If we all get so intentional about lifting and encouraging and inspiring with our words, that will shape the places we live. That will shape the people we're around, and it will elevate everything around us.
On that note, man, I got to play a song dedicated to the ones whose words have so much power in the home, to the mothers, man.
I often go walking in meadows of clover, and I gather armfuls of blossoms of blue. I gather the blossoms the whole meadow over. Dear mother of flowers, remind me of you.
I forgot that that's the cutest song that I've ever heard in my entire life. Excuse you, TJ. See you next week.